The first four programmes this week have been about religions that have millions or hundreds of millions of followers. But 1700 years ago, there were far more religions in the world than today, and many, many more gods. Gods at this date tended to have strictly local responsibilities, not the worldwide embrace that we're used to now. In Mecca, for example, before Muhammad, pilgrims worshipped in a temple which had a statue of a different god for every day of the year. Today's programme is about one of those numberless Arabian gods that didn't survive the coming of Muhammad. His full name was Talab Riyam, meaning the strong one of Riyam, a Yemeni hill town, and he protected the local hill people. Yemen in the 3rd century was a prosperous place, a hub of international trade that produced some of the most sought-after commodities for the vast market of the Mediterranean, the Middle East, and India. It was Yemen that supplied the whole Roman Empire with frankincense and myrrh. I'm in the study room of the British Museum, and I'm holding the hand of a man called Wahab Talab. It's a life-size hand, just slightly smaller than my own, made of bronze, and it is surprisingly heavy. It's very lifelike, but as it's got no arm attached to it, it does look as though it's been severed. But according to Jeremy Field, orthopaedic and hand surgeon at Cheltenham General Hospital, this is not the case.